If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Tuesday morning, February 28th, 2023. And by the way, why does February have 28 days?
Kristen.
I don't know. Let's.
Rumor has it dates back to some king that.
Ask our listeners.
That's a curiosity. I would actually like to know. Why does February have 28 days?
Because it's such a crappy month.
Well,
that's
true.
They wanted it to end quickly.
You know what? That's a good point. At least they didn't make the 28 days in July. Right?
Right.
So you would have gotten 3 days less of the, one of the most beautiful months. Who needs February, really?
Right. Just skip it.
Skip it. I mean, it does have Valentine's Day. Actually, yeah, we could skip it.
President.
It does have my birthday. It does have President's Day.
Oh, yeah. We can't skip.
You can ski in February. That's all good. Let's keep it, but 28 days is good.
Okay.
Not 31 or 30. Okay. Well, speaking of February-like weather, although this winter has been a little crazy, we've had a little bit of everything. We even had a 60 and sunny day this winter at some point in January. Sunday was beautiful. I don't know, it was 40s, sunny. But we've also had a lot of these rainstorms that freezing rain and ice storms, and it's broken trees here and there and everywhere. I've got some in my yard that have been broken by these storms. And of course, the worst part of it is customers, DTE customers, you know, their power's out. And not just out for a day or two, out for a week now. In some cases, that is miserable. It really is. Well, now DTE has announced that they're going to provide a $25 credit for eligible customers if you have your power out for 5 days. I mean, that's a nice gesture. I think it's a nice gesture. I wouldn't take that deal if I were heading into the 5 days. Would I have 5 days without power for $25? I don't think so.
No, $25 doesn't even cover the groceries that have just wasted away in
the refrigerator. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you go a week without power, you're likely going to lose it. If it's 2 days, you might squeak by. If you don't open the fridge, but not 5 days.
Five days, you're in a hotel room.
$25.
You're staying at neighbor. Yeah.
That's a nice gesture.
Thanks, DTE.
Okay, so if you want to apply, you go to the DTE website. Customers without power for more than 120 hours, again, can receive this $25 credit. And, okay, I mean, it's a nice gesture. All right, moving on now to the issue of layoffs. It was just a short year or so ago and before that people were changing jobs readily because they could get more money if they just took the job down the street. Boy, the employees were in control back then. They had all the leverage, and boy, have things changed. Now, it seems that people really are hanging on to their jobs and thankful to have them, and others are losing them. And those that are losing them, and these wave of layoffs we're seeing, particularly in the tech sector, but now, you know, beyond the tech sector as well, we're seeing a pattern of employers doing the laying off or the terminating, if you will, in a way that's caused a lot of backlash in some cases, and that is they're doing it by sending an email.
Tacky.
Thanks, but you're done.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
No.
Now, they say that a lot of companies are using email because there are logistical issues. Some employees now work from home. It's harder to do it in person, and so on and so on. There are some legitimate and logistical reasons why it's being done by email. But boy, that sure does seem rough. That seems pretty harsh indeed. All right. Well, certainly nothing to worry about here. That is for sure.
I'm going to dodge every email from you now.
Exactly. You've just tightened your junk mail report, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because my emails have just been marked as junk. You guys are in good shape. Nothing to worry about there. I'm the one that's worried. Look, moving on. Here's another story that is timely. Home prices. We know the market is cooling down for sure. Information just published by Lindsay Moore in a recent article she just published in MLive.com makes clear that things are changing in the real estate market just as they are in the labor market. Now, reports home sales down year over year by about 30%. And now the average time on the market for a home to be sold, 43 days. And the average price now, median price, $210,000. So things have definitely changed and are continuing to change in the housing market. Is this a good time to sell a house? Well, It's still strong, believe it or not. 43 days is not a long time, relatively speaking. And that median home price compared to the average median home price pre-pandemic in 2019 was $159,000 then, $210,000 now.
I'd say that's pretty strong.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
So even though the market has cooled some, still not a bad time. Apparently, even with mortgage interest rates up, you know, still people are buying. So that's interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. I don't think we've seen the end of the quote-unquote cooling off to the housing market, but we'll be keeping an eye on it for sure. All right, we're going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.